Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. My name is Medium Michelle Stockatelny. I am the founder of The Spirit Guided Path and hostess of Connecting with Spirit. We will be taking your calls today as we will also spend some of this time discussing why your loved ones and spirit guides will not always be able to reveal future outcomes to you. This is something that has been coming up more and more recently, especially over the last year or two, that I'm finding during readings. And so it's something that I think we should discuss, because I think the information I provide today will be very helpful for all of you moving forward in understanding more about what mediumship truly is and what your guides and loved ones aim to do by making those connections through a medium. So if you are calling in to receive a message, please be sure that you have not called in recently. It's very important that you should wait a few months in between readings and messages to give yourself time for healing and growth, as well as to also give others the chance to receive a message from their loved ones and spirit guides too, because we only have such a short time together every week, and I want to make sure that we get to as many people as possible. So first off, I want to thank all of my students for a wonderful spring session. And I wish all of you, both the future apprentices and those who have just completed their apprenticeship, so many blessings of peace and growth as you all continue on your paths. I take my responsibility as a teacher very seriously and put everything I can into your studies. So it is always an honor to be one of the many guides that somebody has on their path. And so if you're ever interested in taking mediumship development courses or learning about your spirit guides, you can always find out more information on www.thespiritguidedpath.com. Also, if you are in British Columbia, Canada, I will be out your way this June, so you can contact me on Facebook to schedule a reading or register for one of my workshops that I will be facilitating at Whitby's Books and Gifts in White Rock. I'm really looking forward to my time out there. BC is absolutely beautiful and a wonderful place, especially for this kind of development. And so, as I said, I will get to your calls as soon as I can, but I want to talk a little bit about what our discussion is today. So basically, mediumship is not synonymous with fortune telling. Spirit will not interfere with your life lessons. They never tell us what to do or what you should do or what you must do. And they are also not offended or angry by the choices that we make in this world. Often I'll have sitters say, well, you know, how does so-and-so feel about me doing this? Or are they feeling okay about how I've done this? You have to understand that, first of all, when we go home, which is where I call the spirit world and or heaven, however you want to call it, but I refer to it as home because I feel that that's where we came from and that's where we go back to. And so you have to understand that there's sometimes there's a misconception that when you go home, that all of a sudden you know everything and you have all of the knowledge and you're privy to infinite amounts of wisdom that you didn't have when you were here. Certainly, you have much more awareness when you're home and you're much more clear about who you are and everything that you've done and all of that. But you retain your personality as well as your likes and dislikes and all of that. You are who you are, whether you're here or in spirit. And so just because you've transitioned doesn't mean that all of a sudden you have all of the knowledge that is available to someone. You still have to progress. You still have to learn. And so, of course, your loved ones don't know everything just because they're home. All right. And often I get, well, why can't they tell me how this situation will turn out? It's simply because you have free will and because we're here to learn. If your loved ones came through during the reading and provided you with a play-by-play of everything you're going to experience in the next 40 or 50 years, what would the point be of going through it? If you know everything that's going to happen or everything that's likely to happen, how would you ever learn your lessons? You know, it's no different than how we teach our children. You know, yes, we can point out the answers or just, you know, continue to read them books, or we could slowly and methodically, you know, guide them to learn and to read and to do these things for themselves, providing the opportunity for them to grow and to progress. There's nothing more exhilarating than seeing your child, you know, start to read and start to do math or start to write their name or all of these things that, you know, we hold so dear when watching children that we love grow. And so in a lot of ways, it's very similar, especially with our guides. They are guiding and supporting and encouraging, but by no means will they ever come through and tell you that you're disappointing them or that, you know, there's no judgment. There's absolutely no judgment. Whatever you're doing the best you can in this moment, and that's all you can really ever do. And often we're so very hard on ourselves when we have more knowledge and have more wisdom, and we look back and why didn't I do it like this? Well, you didn't have the same knowledge or the wisdom or the experience that you do now. So stop holding yourself accountable for things that you couldn't have possibly have been aware of at that time. One instance, I mean, I can think of so many readings that have happened where this information comes forward and spirit is always trying to guide and assist and support and motivate. But they're not going to tell you that you have to do anything or that you have to stop doing anything. The question I get the most is, am I on the right path? And spirit is never going to say, no, you're not. Because no matter what you're doing, no matter what's going on, no matter how you're handling things, they first of all understand that you're doing the best you can. We are in a difficult place, that we're confronted with so many daily challenges that, I wish we could just see ourselves the way spirit sees us for a glimpse, just for a moment. Because we would be so much less hard on ourselves. We are so difficult with ourselves here, and it certainly doesn't help anything. Okay. And so sitters have also asked during readings about predictions that other psychics and mediums have provided that never came to pass. And so we have to remember that, it's not uncommon for me to get a glimpse or a vision of something that might happen. But whenever I talk about it, I word it very carefully in the sense that I don't say this is absolutely going to happen. This is what I'm seeing and sensing and picking up on in this moment. With everything you choose to do from this moment forward, that dictates the actual outcome. If for instance, I've had this a few times where people have said, well, so and so told me I definitely would win the lottery. Well, first of all, I mean, that would be great. But, for the most part, spirit isn't really all that concerned with our financial gain here. Okay. I know that might sound harsh, but really, quite frankly, they're when they come forward, they're really focused on our overall development, our overall progression, our overall healing. Not so much our daily, okay, am I gonna, is this business venture gonna work out? Should I trust this person with that? They can offer guidance and insight about it, but certainly they're not concerned in the same manner that we are, because we're the ones here living that daily life. We're the ones that are really in those situations. It's not that they don't care. It's just that they know overall, no matter what you do, everything will ultimately be okay. And so they're going to offer insight into the aspects of your path that they think will help you the most, which is why I always say that spirit gives us what we need, not so much what we want. All right. And so before I take my first call, I'm just going to say that we have to remember that, again, whatever they show us, whatever they indicate, whatever feeling a medium or psychic or whoever you're seeing a reader gets, even yourself, your intuition, don't feel like they were lying to you if it didn't turn out the way that you thought it would or the way that somebody might have brought it forward. Sometimes we, can take things far too literally, especially when they're being very symbolic. It might, whatever you're looking for with regards to an outcome might very well happen in some way, but it might not happen the way you thought it would. Or it might be a longer time in between, or it might be obstacles that you have to face first. And so this is why it's very important not to hold spirit to, oh, so and so said this was going to happen and this never happened, and you're focusing on all of that. Meanwhile, you might be missing exactly what's meant to happen. That would be for your highest good. And that's exactly what mediumship is all about, is trying to help you, get in touch with what would be for your highest good. Okay, so we're going to take our first call and see if we can help them with anything. Hello, you're on the air. May I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. What can I help you with today?
Quick question. Started hanging out with a woman with a C first name, and just kind of wanted to see if there's potentially definitely some working together, but also I was inquiring in regards to maybe romantic as well.
Okay. Well, you have to understand too, I might be able to connect with your energy because I'll have your permission, but I can't pick up anything about her because I don't have her permission to connect with her energy. So I'm not going to pick up anything personal about her because I respect privacy. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
Okay. And so I don't know if you've been listening to the show thus far, but obviously we're talking about future predictions today, and spirit's not going to say, oh, absolutely, this is what's going to happen, because it's all up to your free will. But I'm happy to connect with you, Mike, and see what your guides would say with regards to encouragement and support and insight about this particular relationship. Okay.
Perfect.
Good. Okay. So just try to relax, inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth. I'm going to connect with your energy and we will see what they have to say. Okay, Mike. So as I'm connecting with your energy, I mean, the first sort of things that I'm noticing is my heart was quickening, which, I mean, obviously you already told me that you're thinking about this. So that's very common because you're in that excitement phase and it's kind of, will it, won't it kind of thing. But I also feel with you that you're somebody, I mean, you seem to have this personality that I feel that you, I don't know how you view yourself, but what I'm feeling from your guides and from your energy is that you make people feel really good about themselves. You're somebody that lights up a room in many ways. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yes.
Okay, good. And so I feel that people look to you. I don't know what you do for business or whatever, but I feel like in a lot of ways, people look to you as some sort of leader. I feel like you're somebody who gets everyone motivated. You get people going. You know how to encourage and really get people inspired. Does that make sense at all to you?
Yes.
Good. Okay. And so what I feel from your guides with regards to this, I mean, I'm smiling. And so I feel a lot of positive energy around this. I'm not, obviously, like I said, I'm not going to get, oh, this is absolutely going to happen because it depends on what you're doing. But I feel like the encouragement though is to take it slow and to be patient and let things develop naturally. So obviously not to just kind of sit back and not do anything, but I do feel like, this would be somebody who wouldn't respond very well to kind of being bombarded with the idea or bombarded with, let's see how this goes, you know, not to overwhelm her. I think that this one would be very much more apt to develop into something very meaningful if given the space and the time to kind of create a strong foundation or bond first. Does that make sense at all to you?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Good. And so I feel like the encouragement is, you know, not to get too ahead of yourself and not to be discouraged in the sense that, you know, she might need that time. I feel like she just would need that time to get used to, you know, your energy and to be very, get comfortable with you. Does that make sense at all to you?
Sure. No, absolutely. Absolutely. It's very, very new. So, you know, So it
yes.
makes perfect sense.
And so, yes. Good. And so I'd say, you know, just have fun and just enjoy, but don't kind of get too ahead of yourself too quickly. But I don't feel like you're that kind of person. You're somebody who, I feel like you have a very genuine heart. And I do feel like, I don't know who she is, because as I said, I'm not going to connect with her energy. I don't have her permission, but I do feel like ultimately things are, you know, you crossed each other's paths for a reason. There's no coincidence that this happened at this time. Does that make sense at all to you?
Very much so.
Okay, Mike. So I hope this was helpful and encouraging, but obviously, you know, I hope that it goes very well, even if it takes a little bit of time. Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling in.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And see, that's a perfect example of, you know, we don't know what might happen. It's very exciting. I mean, definitely when I connected with his energy, which was wonderful, he had this very much excitement and all of that. And I love that. Obviously, I mean, you have to understand that everyone approaches mediumship and psychic work differently. And so I'm not saying anything's wrong with somebody that does provide future predictions. But I'm going to give you a few examples before I take our next caller. And thank you so much for waiting patiently. I really appreciate it. But I have had a few times in the past where I've been told by my own sitters that, you know, after our reading, which, you know, my readings tend to focus more on bringing through your loved ones and your spirit guides and providing insight and encouragement and guidance about whatever you're going through right now. You know, it's helpful for the future, but it's not focused on the future, because if we're always focused on the future or kind of dwelling on the past, we're not in the moment. And this is what I feel spirit tries to come forward for, is what, you know, where we are right now. Because wherever we are right now, we can always use some guidance and assistance and support in order to move forward, because it's everything that we do in between now and moving forward that is going to kind of determine what kind of outcomes we're going to have. So anyway, I have had sitters in the past tell me that they used to see someone who was very, very accurate. But when they would give me the examples of what those supposed very accurate people were giving them, it always seemed to focus on what I would consider negative information. And that's not to say, before I move forward, that I don't provide messages where, you know, it might be not so much negative, but, you know, there might be a bit of a sadness to them, or, you know, it isn't always with the happiest of emotions, but obviously tact is needed. And again, remembering that no future outcome that we might receive with regards to visions, right, or glimpses, is ever 100% set in stone, okay? So anyway, so what I would, one that stays with me a lot is when a sitter told me that a psychic they went to told the family member that she had brought with her that they would get pregnant but would lose the babies and not to worry because then they would get pregnant again. And so my personal take on this is, first of all, how is this helpful? Because I feel like whatever you bring forward from spirit, it should be helpful. It should be encouraging. It should be meaningful. To tell somebody that they're going to lose something they haven't even received yet or, you know, something like that. Or, you know, it doesn't seem to me like, I don't feel like spirit would bring that forward. That would definitely feel more of a psychic energy as opposed to spirit, because I can't imagine any guide or loved one coming forward and saying this, because first of all, that does interfere. That absolutely interferes with somebody's path. Having that kind of knowledge, it is not helpful. Okay. And so then you have somebody who's worried sick about this happening. And furthermore, we have to remember that thoughts are real. So my sitter said that everything that, you know, it happened exactly the way it was predicted. But then I have to ask how much of that was because her loved one expected it to, you know, and of course we cannot know. And unfortunately, this is just one of the many reasons that I teach that mediumship is a huge responsibility. We must be careful and tactful and above all, honest. If I receive something that I kind of get this, I feel when I have a feeling wash over me that's kind of sad or, a bit heavy, it tells me that there's grieving or there's something going on there. And I'm very honest with what I receive, but I also always work with spirit in the sense that whatever we bring forward, it has to ultimately be for the highest good of the sitter. And I cannot imagine in any way, shape or form that what that person had brought through for this, for my sitter's family member had actually been for their highest good. It wasn't helpful, and so I had someone actually this last year tell me that she used to see somebody again, very accurate, right? But what I will say about that is that what they said was, oh, you're going to get a phone call and someone's really sick. Okay, well, so then you're going home with this information and you're worried sick for days and days or weeks or months. Who's going to call me? Who's going to be sick? There was no they said they were very accurate, but it's not like they said, oh, this is going to happen to so-and-so or, anything like that. It was just out there in the open. Somebody's going to call you and something's going to be wrong. Well, how, again, is that helpful? That is the least helpful message I could ever presume that someone could receive, because then you're going home and your stomach's in knots and you're worried and all this energy is being wasted and spent on something that you're not even sure is going to happen. Never mind, you have no idea who or when or how. And sure enough, she said, well, she was very accurate because a week later I got a call and my grandmother had passed away. Okay, well, again, how was that helpful? It's not like that information encouraged her to go seek out her grandmother and say goodbye. It's not like that information helped her in any which way to, help other family members before this transition. I have received... for instance, if somebody at the end of a reading, I always ask if someone has a question. And sometimes someone will say, oh, my parents, my grandparents' health is not doing so well. What can you tell me about that? And again, just like with our last caller, I would always say, I have no permission to connect with their energy. So I'm not going to bring forward anything personal about them. Because, of course, we have to respect people's privacy. That is of the utmost importance to me. I would want my privacy to be respected. And so I respect everybody else's privacy. But of course, their guides are more than happy to bring through guidance. And so if I feel that their loved one that they were talking about is making it, getting closer to making their transition, I will be very honest about that. But everything that comes through is about how to help them. Of course, it's never up to us to transition anyone. And I have to remind you of that. And I teach that to my students as well. We have free will. But of course, being there and supporting and guiding and loving and helping everyone through it, sending healing prayers and all of this stuff. Even with a message like that, at least then there's encouragement, there's guidance, there's hope, there's help. All of this, I think that's kind of the direction we would need to take that kind of situation forward, as opposed to just putting it out there. Someone you love is basically going to become very ill or sick. And how is that helpful? It needs to be more specific, obviously, but also in the sense that it needs to be encouraging and helpful. And that's my major focus. Okay, so we need to take another caller, and then we'll talk a little bit more about this. Hello, you're on there. May I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi, good, good. Hey, just so my husband's getting a promotion, and we're waiting to hear, and I'm just wondering if we're going to be moving or where or what.
Okay. Well, have you been listening to the show at all today about what we've been talking about?
I have been. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Sure,
so
been.
You know that I'm happy to connect with your energy, and I'm happy to provide guidance. But spirit's not going to, they can't interfere with life lessons, and they also can't predict the free will choices of others. So he said he was offered the position, or that he's up for a potential position.
He's up for it.
Okay. And so, of course, there's free will choices based on those who would do the hiring and the employing. So I'm not going to be able to answer their, you know, from their end, but I'm happy to connect with you and see what spirit has to say about that. Okay.
Sure.
So just relax and we'll see what they have to say. Okay, Lauren, so as I'm connecting with your energy, I mean, the first thing I'm noticing, I feel like you're probably a little bit more apprehensive and worried about this than you're probably letting on to your husband. Does that make sense?
Somewhat. I mean, you know, I think a move for anyone would be a little bit, but...
Right. Well, there's also, when I feel this kind of energy, it feels more hesitant than anything. And that's, I'm just being honest with what I'm receiving. I don't know how you're actually feeling, but this is what
bit.
I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Okay. And so... what I'm feeling from your guides is mostly that it, no matter what happens, especially if he is offered the position, you have to be honest about your feelings before you move forward with it. Because I feel like there comes a point where, you know, oh, the house is up for sale and we're, you know, we're packing, and all of a sudden you're recognizing that I really don't want to move. That would be harder to, you know, prevent, you know, moving forward. So I'm not getting whether or not this is actually going to happen, because of course this is up for free will choices of the employers. I do feel though that there is a strong possibility, and I will put that out there. I do feel that there is a strong possibility that this, you know, will happen, or that moving in the near future within the next year is a strong possibility. Of course, that's still up to your free will. You do get to decide how you will move forward with it. I do feel like you need to be very honest with him about how you're feeling about it. So before you even say anything, or before you kind of, you know, encourage this or anything like that, be honest with yourself first, and make sure that you let him know how you feel about it before things are kind of set in motion and it's too late to turn back. Does that make sense at all to you?
Oh, it's already set in motion, believe me. It's already set
okay.
in motion. So we'll discuss that for sure.
Okay, but you've been very honest about, because I feel like with you, you're kind of...
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
He knows exactly.
Okay, good. And so I do feel like there's a strong possibility. So again, even if you discuss this, and even if we also set in motion, just be very sure that you're sure about it. Not that you're holding back because of fear of the unknown, but I feel like you have legitimate reasons for maybe not being so on board with it as he might want you to be. But of course, this is up to your free will, and I hope that you will, again, you know, just weigh the pros and cons and move forward together, you know, united with this. Okay.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome. So many blessings to you.
You too.
Okay. And so we are getting lots of questions today where it's like, oh, will this happen? Won't this happen? It's not that I don't want to answer those questions. That is absolutely not it at all. But I also don't want to give you this idea that spirit is going to just come forward and say, well, yeah, this is absolutely going to happen. It does happen from time to time if the information will not interfere with life lessons. So, for instance, if, let's see, I'm trying to think of one time that this has happened. So, okay, one of the questions I get a lot of different questions. You know, they want to know about their love life, their health. Will I ever be happy? Will we ever get married? Will I be pregnant? Will so-and-so be faithful? Will things ever get better? Will my children be happy? These are very common questions that I get during readings. And, of course, I feel like everyone has, you know, obviously you want to know these things. Why wouldn't you want to know these things? When you connect with a medium or a psychic, you're thinking, you know, this is somebody who's connected. They should be able to tell me these things if I don't know. And of course, you know, anyone in this sort of helping profession wants to help and provide the guidance and the healing that you need. But we also have to remember, too, that we have free will. So if somebody says, oh, I absolutely see this happening, it doesn't always mean it's going to happen in the most literal sense. You know, especially, for instance, you know, if somebody says, I really, you know, do you see us having children? Okay, well, you know, first of all, like, it There's a huge ethical question when it comes to, obviously, we can't answer questions. We're not doctors. We're not lawyers. We're not, you know, in the position to advise about these things, of course. We can bring through what your guides or loved ones suggest or say or guide or provide. But, of course, we have to remind you that readings, for the most part, are having to be considered for entertainment purposes, even despite the spiritual nature of them. I mean, you have to understand that you shouldn't be going to, you know, I've had this before where someone will write to me and say, well, you know, I've got all these pains and this new issue's popping up. And I'll ask, have you been to a doctor? Well, no, but I want to know the spiritual meaning behind these things. We're in the physical world. We have to recognize that we have to get these things checked out by a physical world doctor before we start looking for spiritual causes or meanings behind them. It doesn't mean that both aspects of this can't be explored. But we also have to be very obviously aware that we are in the physical world. If there's a physical world problem, a physical body issue, you need to get checked out. Don't wait or delay medical help just because you think that it must be of more of a spiritual nature. It doesn't mean that it isn't, but let's rule out the things that are kind of obvious and at the top of the list first. One of the ones that's very common with that is tinnitus. You know, if you have that ringing in the ear and the doctor says, I can't see anything wrong with you, that very well could be the sign of a higher vibration around you, spirit guides, loved ones. That's fine. But even still, someone comes to me and says, I have high ringing in my ear. I'm not going to go there first. I'm going to say, please go get checked out first. Have your hearing checked out. Make sure everything's, you know, ship shape. If everything checks out, then we can talk about this. Because, again, with mediumship and being a psychic and all of that, it does come with a level of responsibility. And we're not specialists in every possible aspect of life. And so, you know, if you have a toothache, you go to a dentist. If you have a broken bone, you go to a doctor. If you want to connect with your loved ones and spirit guides and receive information and guidance and validation and support, you go to a medium. But it's important not to go to a medium for legal advice. I get that a lot too. How will this turn out? Will the outcome be good? Especially when it comes to, and you know, my heart goes out to anyone going through something like this, but if there's a divorce and the custody battles and all that, I mean, that's something I get so often. And obviously I would love to help, but I'm not a lawyer. And so we have to remember that there are specialties. Everyone has their ability in this life. Everyone has their thing they can do to help someone. And so it's very important that you're aware of this and that you are understanding that no matter what, we have free will. And so spirit can never tell you what the free will choice of somebody else is going to be. And of course, well, what can you do though when you need guidance and insight? You can meditate. You can ask your spirit guides. You can work with a pendulum. You can even work with tarot cards. The goal should be not to know the outcome, because no matter what tool you use, no matter what a psychic or medium might see or feel, we have free will in this world, and it is of the utmost importance that you take insights as guidance, as possibilities. There's opportunities, there's possibilities, there's things that we're not going to always be able to see, simply because it is part of your life lessons, and that is just the way it goes, okay? And so I'm so sorry we weren't able to get to all of our callers today. I do see that we have a few waiting, and I will be happy to answer your calls next time that I'm on the air, which I believe is next week. And after that, we'll have a nice new moon meditation before I go to British Columbia. I want to thank all of you for being here today, especially all of you who have called in. And if I didn't get to your call today, I certainly will try to get to you next time. I want to wish all of you the most beautiful blessings, and to all of the mothers out there, both in spirit and in the physical world, I hope you have a beautiful Mother's Day. It's the most wonderful, difficult job in the world, and as a mother myself, I know all too well, and I know it's the greatest blessing. And to those who are aunts and grandmothers and everyone else, and you know, fathers who, everyone, I think Mother's Day is something that, you know, needs to be recognized as just for everyone. You know, everyone who invests time and love into a child's life, obviously, it's just a huge blessing, and it takes a village. Absolutely, it sure does. So I want to thank all of you for being here, and I hope you have a wonderful, beautiful weekend. Many blessings to you. Bye-bye.